Again, praise God for every one of you that are on the line and also for those who are yet to come on the line. Tonight we're talking about declaring the promises of God. And if it's ever a time that we need to know that word, declare the word of God. In other words, it's right now. Proclaim it and stand on it. And don't take down, and just believe God and declare, speaking that word out, the promises of God. Amen. Declaration is, a biblical declaration, is the announcement of something that has already been established, something that's already been decreed or promised by God. That's the important key. I'm going to read Psalm 119 and 89. Keep it in mind what a biblical declaration is. It's the announcement of something that has already been established, decreed, or promised by God. Psalm 119 and 89 reads, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." That means it can't be changed. You know, it's not going anywhere. It's established. It's already set. Set forever. How long is forever? Forever, forever, and forever. O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. That includes us. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Right now, the earth is still kept by the word of God. The stars and the moon, the sun, kept in store by the word of God. The oceans and the seas are kept in store by the word of God. Verse 91 says, "And they continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants." The word of God is set and it is established. So when you and I, when we declare or we proclaim or we speak the word of God, we are actually speaking life, because the word of God is quick and it's powerful. It's stronger than any two-edged sword. The word of God speaks life to any dead situation. Amen, somebody. John 6:63 says it like this. It says, "It is a spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." In other words, that the flesh can't take credit for the word of God, because the word of God is his promises, is his spoken word, is his established word. It's God's spirit that gives life to his word. The flesh doesn't help or take credit at all, but it's the spirit of the Lord that quickens his word into our heart. Hallelujah. Another scripture says, "God is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness, but God watches over his own word to perform it." Amen. His own word is established, and he cares about his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Let that sink in for a bit. Let it. That means you and I have to take some actions required on our part to get in that word. Read the word. Study the word of God. Run references. Get help, various help guides to help us to understand the word, to break it down in a simplified form. That the Bible says, in all you're getting, get understanding. So you and I have to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. And it says, look, in all wisdom, he says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. It says, let that word, his established word, dwell in us richly. That means more and more and abundantly. In all, he says, in all wisdom. The Spirit of the Holy Spirit comes to give us understanding and wisdom in his word. That Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, leads and guides us and directs us using God's wisdom. And it says teaching and admonishing one another. Admonishing means to correct wrong behavior and counsel other believers in love, with the intention of helping them spiritually grow. That's why we're on the line tonight. We're on the line not because we're so good, not because we know it all, but because it's time that we learn together, hear the word of God, that we may grow together, and teaching one another. Praise God. And you see, teaching and speaking the word of God, preaching the word of God, it's all part of that fivefold ministry as the Lord has already established to help benefit, to help build up the body of Christ. Amen? It says in psalms and hymns, and singing songs with grace in your heart to whom? He says, to the Lord. You know, sometimes, you know, you'll be walking along thinking about the goodness of the Lord, how good he is. And he says, it's something about letting God's word dwell in us means we spend time reading the scripture, we memorizing it, and letting it change our hearts and the words and our behavior. Amen. Praise God. But it says, singing. And another scripture says, making melody in your own heart. This one says, with grace in your heart. In other words, being thankful unto him. Gratitude, have an attitude of gratitude. You know, sometimes a simple song like this. Lord, I just want to thank you. 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 I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me. Amen. That's a song that's from my heart to his heart, from your heart to God's heart. Lord, I just want to thank you. When you think about how good he is, you think about where you were and where you are today. When you think about how his love, it just covers us, and his unconditional love and his grace and his mercy that keeps us every single day. That's a reason to sing a song with grace in your heart unto the Lord. See, when we plant the word seed, it's like a seed in our hearts, it transforms our mind, the way we think. It transforms us from the carnal thinking to spiritual thinking. Like Jesus says, let this same mind be in you, which is. So when we sing unto the Lord, we should sing with the attitude of gratitude, and just thanking God with pleasure and with joy. We should be happy in our hearts towards how great God is, how much God loves us, and he's concerned about us. So declare and speak the word of God. We have to be careful what we speak and how we speak. We want to make sure that we're speaking words of life, not words of death. We want to speak words that build us up and edify us in God, and speaking what God says. Amen. Knowing that we don't have to take down, we don't have to be defeated, but yes, we can walk victorious every single day, no matter what's coming or what's happening on the news. And Lord knows there's a lot going on. And right now, this very moment, how much more do we know that it's so important to know that word? And like David said, I hide your word in my heart, deep down in my heart, that I might not sin against you. See, when you got that word in your heart, no one can take that away. I don't care what people say. It could be dictators. It could be people that said, no, you can't no longer go to church. You can't have that word, or you can't carry your Bible. But when you got that word in your heart, no one can take that away. Amen, amen, and amen to that. When we speak and declare, proclaim the word of God, you know what happens? We begin to activate our faith. That faith begins to grow as you plant the word seed deep in your heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. Faith is, it proclaims and it stands on what you hear through the various messages that God allows the ministers and pastors to minister to us, proclaiming the good news about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, the more we hear and meditate on the word of God, the more our faith begins to grow. See, the message is, what is the message? The message that God loves us, that he don't want any to perish, that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals the broken hearts, that the blood of Jesus covers us and washes away our sin. Even the nugget, the inspirational scripture I read this just a few moments ago, said, now there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So that word, it activates our faith. It strengthens us. And Jesus, knowing that that word of God is actively working in us, hallelujah, and he delivers us from the bondage of sin and sets the captives free. See, we already know that by Jesus' stripes, we are healed, healed spiritually, healed physically, healed mentally. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. We're talking about proclaiming, speaking that word freely. We don't have to be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to speak the word, because the word is life. Where everybody wants to live. Everybody choose life. Well, that's what the scripture says. Choose life. Not just life naturally, but choose life everlasting. When we choose Jesus, when we choose the word of God, we choose life. We choose those promises, and we stand on it. Another thing happens as we speak the word of God. Not only our faith grows, not only faith begins to be activated, but then our expectation, we have great expectation, because number one, the word of God can't lie. Jesus doesn't lie, because he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he spoke it, it's going to happen. He said it, it will come to pass. Psalm 62 and 5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectations or my hope is from the Lord. He only is my rock. We can stand on him. We can stand on. You can bank everything you have on the word of God, standing on that rock, Jesus. My salvation is built upon him. Hallelujah. My defense is built upon the rock, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, I shall not be moved, because I'm rooted and I'm grounded and I'm steadfast in the word of God. I hope you're getting this word. I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're letting this word be planted as a seed in your heart. Hallelujah. And even after this call is over, that you allow the Holy Spirit to cultivate that word, to allow that word to germinate in you. Allow that word take deep root and grow in you. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. You know, David said, he said, I put my trust in him. He said, at all times I'm trusting, I'm hoping in him. He says, I pour out our heart before him. Why? Because God is the refuge. He's a refuge for every one of us. God is our refuge. He's our strength. He's our strong tower. He's our strength in the time of trouble. Look around in our world today where we live. There's trouble on every hand. But the word of God stands forever. forever. David said again like this. He says, I had fainted. I would have given up unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, while I'm living, I almost, so much different things was upon David. He was running all the time for his life. He said, but I would have fainted, but I believe that I would see the goodness of the Lord while I live. So therefore, the word to you and I is wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart. He strengthen your mind, your soul, your spirit. So wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, speak truth. Speak life. Speak the word. Activate your faith. And then look. Expect to be blessed. Expect that word to come to pass. So just to recap. Facts about the promises of God. The promises of God are written in his word. It's already established. We read that in the beginning. So we need to learn to pray the word of God and pray his promises. The Lord said, listen, put me in remembrance of my own word. Lord, you said this. Lord, you promised. Lord, you said by your stripes I'm healed. Lord, you said when I can come boldly before you and I can find grace in the time of my need. God's promises, people of God, they are yes, and amen. That phrase means that all of God's promises are affirmed and fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, he established it. He established when he said, when he died on that cross, he says, Father, it is finished. I commend my spirit into your hands. It is finished. The plan of salvation is finished. We are complete in him. And when he rose from the dead, he rose in victory. And he sits right now on the right hand of God the Father. Praise God. Make an intercession for you and I. Hallelujah. Pleading our case. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thanking him. So God's promises, yes, are yea and amen. The yes signifies that God is faithful and true to his word. And amen is an expression of agreement or affirmation, meaning so be it. It is so. It's already settled. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Matthew 24:35, Jesus says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Hallelujah. Few promises to think deep on. He says in Isaiah, he says, look, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be moved, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken. That's how we have to be. Nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on us. Aren't you glad about the compassion that Jesus has? Hallelujah. And one more in 1 John 5:14-15, he says, and this is the confidence, hallelujah, right now, this is where you bank everything, that we have in him, in Christ, in Jesus, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. There's so many more promises. We just have to get into that. Get into that word. You get in that word and study that word and allow that word to take deep seed in you and deep root. And that word, when it's deeply rooted in you, oh, no one, no devil in hell can pull it out. No demon in hell can cause you to turn your back on God. Why? Because there's no weapon that's formed against you that will be able to prosper. My God, so therefore, why not speak life? Declare what the word of the Lord is saying. Take your victory in God. Take your victory stand in the Lord. And stand up. Take your rightful place in God. Because what God said that I am more than a conqueror. God has called me. Now are we the sons and daughters of God. Right now that God has given us life and life freely. Right now, he says, I am come that you and I can have life and have that life more abundantly. Claiming, declaring, though speaking the promises of God. Amen. We praise God for that. These words that the time goes so fast, and there's so much to say, but we can't say it all. But we say enough to just kind of whet your appetite, that you say, Lord, I have a hunger and thirst after righteousness, and we will be filled. Our prayer list tonight is we're praying for this brother Morgan Arnott. He's the gentleman that was in a very bad car accident. We're praying also for Deacon Billy Liggins. The Lord continue to heal his body. He had a slight accident, but God has restored him, and he's doing well. He's mending, doing well. Praying still for Pastor Winford Jones as his heart is healing, and he had an open heart surgery. We're praying for the Logan family who've lost their loved one. We continue to pray for our minister, Joseph Patterson. The Lord continue to renew him, restore his strength, restore his voice, because the Lord knows the Lord has blessed him, that he has a beautiful voice to sing as unto the Lord. So we want God to continue to bless him, that he will raise that voice up again and glorify him. We continue to pray for the Jackson family. Praise God. And certainly we pray for our mother, Dolores Liggins, our church mother. God blessed her even on Sunday, and we continue to hold her up in prayer. We also pray for our church father, Deacon Walter Brown, that God will strengthen him, strengthen his body. Yes, yes. We pray for our pastors and our teachers and our ministers and our evangelists, and we pray for the body of Christ at large. So let us go to the throne of grace. Our Heavenly Father, our Lord, our God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, God, with grateful hearts. God, for your word tonight that you allowed us to speak tonight. We know that your word is never going to go out and return to you void. But, Lord, it will indeed accomplish all that you intend for it to do. And, Father, I pray that your word is sent forth into every heart that's on this prayer line tonight, each and every one, Father. Father, I pray, Father, that your word, God, we pray together. We just mend our faith together, that we will be even stronger in you, Father, that we will desire, we will hunger, and we will thirst after you even more. Father, we need you, Lord, because you said that he that hunger and we thirst after righteousness, that we shall be filled. Glory to your name, God. God, we praise you, God. God, we sit in great expectation tonight, God. And on behalf of everyone on the line, God, we thank you, Lord, that you would just bless them, God. You bless them to even just be on this prayer line. They hear life, hear words of life. They hear your everlasting promises, God. God, to know that, God, that you are a God of promise, and God, that you hear us. You hear us every time that we pray. Hallelujah. We know, God, that you hear us, and we believe you. We join our faith tonight. God, that you will ignite our faith, activate our faith, strengthen us, strengthen us, strengthen the inner man, inner strength tonight, God, that we'll be able to stand. God, we thank you, Lord, that we will continue to keep on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth tonight, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And God, we take the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, which is your word tonight. This is your word that we are speaking tonight, God. This is your word that cuts going and coming, this word that pierces the very soul, God, of this word that gets into the secret part, the hidden parts of us, God. Oh, God, have your way tonight, God. We pray, God, earnestly tonight, God. We pray, God, that you will wake us up, Lord. Wake up the people, Lord. Give them a sincere heart, Lord, to see what's going on, to see that we are living in the perilous times tonight, God. We're living in times, God, that, God, unless you, God, intervene, God, we have hope, God. For those who don't have hope, God, let there be hope. Show them the way, God. Use us, God, to proclaim your word. Use us, God, to encourage and bless somebody else, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are in control, God. You are the authority, God, which we put our trust, we put all our hope in, God. We look to you because you are the author. You're the finisher of our faith, God, that you that has begun a good work in us, God, that you will continue it and you will complete it. Oh, God, that you, God, that start this work, that you will help us, to keep our minds stayed on you, that we will be kept in perfect peace, whose mind have stayed on you tonight. We bless you tonight. We will bless you at all times, and your praises shall continually be in our heart. Stir us up, God. We pray earnestly you would stir us up like no one else can. Stir up our mind. Stir up our spirit, God. Stir up our hunger, God. Stir us up, God, that we will submit, surrender to you, that we will submit wholeheartedly to you, that we give up all to follow you, turning from our worldly ways, God, that we will submit ourselves, that we say yes to your will. In the name of Jesus, we say yes right now. Our souls say yes. Our spirit says yes. We thank you, Lord, for how you dispatch the angels. You already have signed angels to us that keeps us, when we go out, keeps us when we come back in. God, you preserve us when we go out and come back, when we lie down, when we rise up, God. We're blessed, God. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed, God, wherever we go, God. We thank you, Lord, because you never leave us. You never forsake us, but you are with us always, even to the end of the world, God. We thank you, Lord. We're not serving you, God, out of form or fashion. We're serving you, God, because there's no greater hope. There's no other name that's given among men whereby we must be saved, other than the name of Jesus. We say, Jesus, we call your name, Jesus. Remember those on the prayer list tonight. Healing and deliverance, God. Oh, God, send your word and heal, God. The names that are in our prayer box, God. Oh, God, send your word and set free and deliver, God. Oh, God, have your way in our lives, God. Move by your spirit, God. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. You get glory. You get glory and praise from our life, God. In Jesus' name, we know it's not about us, God, but it's all about you, God. Teach us how to love one another. Teach us how to help and serve each other, God. And when we've done it to the least of those, you said we've done it as unto you, God. Bless us, Lord. You told us when we lend to the poor, but we'll give to the poor. We lend to you, oh God. Oh my God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this word that's coming alive in us tonight. We praise you. Oh God, those that are bodies are sick, racking with pain. You know us, God. You know them name by name. You know our name, God. You know all about us, God. Set them free, God. Have your way, God. We thank you right now. We thank you. We say thank you, God. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, we reach to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're looking as unto you, God. We look to you, God. All of our help, it comes from you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you will not withhold any good things from those who walk upright before you. Keep your word. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, that all of our needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our church families, God. We thank you for our relationships, God, that you are mending them. Things that are broken, you're fixing it. You're mending it, God, in the name of Jesus. Relationships, God, in Jesus' name. You're mending and strengthening marriages tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done in our lives. And for that, we say yes, and we say thank you. We praise you, God. We thank you for our family members. We thank you for our children. We thank you, Lord, wherever we go, that you are with us. We thank you, Lord, that you kept us and you're keeping us each and every day. And God, we praise you, Lord, even as we rest tonight, that we will lie down in peace and that you said our sleep would be sweet. And we praise you, God, for sweet sleep and rest tonight. And for that, we give your name praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I praise God for all of you that are on this prayer line tonight. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. We love you. May you continue to be blessed of the Lord. May you grow each and every day, be stronger and wanting to learn his word. Know it and hide his word in your heart, and you'll be strengthened and blessing others, showing the love of Christ. In Jesus' name was my prayer. Amen. God bless you. May you continue to be blessed and grow in Christ. And with that said, I'm going to say good night. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Good night.